morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites where you can get all the information, articles, news that you'll hear today, other stories, other resources, past episodes. You can just go to search, click on the toolbar at the top. You can search and put in basically any guest name, and you should be able to come up with their with the interview. Got to spell it right. As long as you spell it,
problem.
As long as you spell it right, you'll probably get it. And then the Power Mall, where all the products are, 877-817-9829, of course, is our number. Getting to the news, Trump says there might be more travel restrictions coming.
I hope not.
Well, when he says that, what does that tell you?
Means there is.
It means there is. Bingo. Probably about 100% certainty. It's kind of just like we said. It's playing out eerily like we've said 3 weeks ago or whatever it was, or 4 weeks, a month now.
Slowly
concentric
tightening.
Circles, slowly tightening, restriction. Walmart looks like Cuba, kind of, a little
yes.
bit. Not much choice on some of the major things.
Yeah,
eggs, meat. I don't know where it is where you are, but the couple of Walmarts around here are slim on meat.
Yeah.
Slim on eggs.
No.
Milk, one Walmart had a pretty good amount of milk. One had just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet paper, forget it.
Yeah, it's lights out.
Lights out on the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
unobtainable.
Unobtainium.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign when the toilet, but there's a problem with the toilet paper.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
Well, that's supposedly what the guy from Czechoslovakia said.
He did say that.
When you can't get the toilet paper, there's a problem.
Look for unrest.
Overnight defense. Pentagon orders bases to stop reporting coronavirus numbers from the Hill. The Pentagon has ordered military bases and combatant commands to withhold coronavirus case numbers, citing operational security concerns. So is this like FASA B-56, where they don't tell us anything about the financial, now they're not going to tell us anything about the health? Is that basically what we're seeing here?
Basically.
How can you justify this?
I can't. And how are you going to fix something if you don't know what it is?
As we continue to grapple with the novel nature of COVID-19, we're constantly assessing, adapting not only how we respond, but also how we share critical public health information with our communities. We will not report the aggregate number of individual service member cases at individual unit base or combatant commands. We will continue to do our best to balance transparency in this crisis with operational security. What did he just say there?
Nothing. Not a lick.
Not nothing.
Nothing.
We're not, basically said, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Operational security. Okay. What does operational security have to do with anything?
Just more money.
Think we're going to be invaded? I mean,
no,
what?
It's just to send a bill to Washington and get paid.
Withhold mission-specific information to protect operational security. Mission-specific. What mission?
I don't know.
Control America?
Probably.
Lock down America?
Lockdown
so this
America.
Is mission-specific?
Yeah.
The CDC will set up a coronavirus surveillance and data collection system as part of the $2 trillion stimulus bill, which President Trump just signed into law. There's about, and we'll get to this at some point, because the reason I haven't gone over, because it's hard to even know what separate fact from fiction about what's in this bill, what's not in this bill. You know, I've heard rumors of this, rumors of that, blah, blah, blah. We'll find out over
we'll
the next
couple, three days
what really is in there or not in there. This, I wanted to bring attention to this because they're using this coronavirus for a data collection system. That sounds a lot like a social credit system to me.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like what Jeffrey Matt described yesterday.
Yesterday. Right on the button he hit it.
That doesn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling.
It does not. Me neither.
Do you have any thoughts on this?
Just don't like it.
More dead than 9/11 at the Daily Mail. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic climbed past 3,000 yesterday, making the outbreak more deadly than September 11th terrorist attacks. Total deaths across the U.S. increased by 605 on Monday. So this is, you know, it went from, well, there's 10 death to 40 death to 500 death to 1,000 now to 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting, you know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be interesting in a way to see, you know, the next week what that number is, and then 2 weeks from now. So mark today, so basically mark April Fool's Day. So April Fool's Day to a week out, and then 2 weeks out to the middle of this month. Pay attention to what those numbers are. Today, it's about 3,000. So 3,000 right before April 1st.
Yeah, then we'll compare it to the flu, see what's the difference.
Well, see, I don't believe the flu numbers.
I don't believe these numbers, you know.
I don't know whether to believe them or not. What? Why?
I don't believe anything the government says.
Until you have proof.
Right, exactly.
So you go on until your default position.
I see
the
bodies laying in front of me.
Well, I know, you know, speaking to a couple of people, there's been people who've died of this.
I believe that. Yeah, sure.
So that tells me, you know, I don't have a huge net reach.
You know, people that are saying this got an agenda. Anybody who's got an agenda skews things.
The White House has painted an even bleaker picture that between 100,000 and 200,000 people die in a best case scenario where people followed social distancing guidelines. They don't even know if social distancing works.
They don't even know, no. What does that do when somebody sneezes?
They don't know.
They don't know.
They speculate.
A sneeze goes at least 6 feet.
Or it lingers. Doesn't it linger in the air?
Yeah.
So some of it lingers in the air.
Then you push the buttons on the
the debit machine?
The slider.
Credit card machine?
Credit card machine.
Tampa megachurch pastor arrested after leading PAC service despite safer-at-home orders. The pastor of a Tampa megachurch is facing charges after refusing to close his doors despite a safer-at-home order in effect in Hillsborough County meant to stop the spread of COVID-19. Only now, at this point, will the majority of people understand what these licenses mean.
Yeah.
Business license, church license, 501c3, the property license, the mixed-use license, all these things.
We're under the thumb of the government.
If they license you, they can take and monitor the license. Yes. They control the license.
And then that means they control you.
And so that's exactly what we're seeing with these, not only businesses closing, but this church.
Yeah.
I was talking to Catherine this morning. In her small town, she lives in an even smaller town than we do. Oh. And she was talking about, her husband has a chiropractor appointment. Can he go? Is he going to get arrested? There's some random order. And she reads the article, and the article says, it's a general order. It's real vague, and it's pretty much up to the discretion of the police.
What does that mean?
Well, bingo. What does that mean for the Bill of Rights?
Yeah.
Even if, I went back and done a little research on martial law, not martial law. We had this discussion.
Yeah, we did.
Under certain circumstances, the state has certain policing powers on certain things, but it can't, Right, the state, not the federal government.
Not the federal government.
If I didn't make that clear before, that's what I mean. But even with that, the state can't override the Bill of Rights.
No,
there has to be, it's not that they override it, they have to account for it in whatever they're doing.
Correct.
Let me make that clear. So for them to say, well, it's up to police discretion, no, it's not.
No.
This is not law. And this is, I was on a conference call last night with Sheriff Mack and a bunch of, we were having this discussion and everybody's talking, well, they can't, this is this and this is America. Everybody knows this is America that's on this call. And people know this. There's a lot of people know it. The problem is hardly anybody, relatively percentage-wise, understands this. So when you try to tell your neighbor, what do you mean? The government can stop us. They can make us be safe. Then, of course, you allude back to Benjamin Franklin. Those who trade security for liberty deserve and get neither.
Yeah, deserve none.
Deserve and get neither.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're trading, no matter what this is. Now, government can set guidelines and be like, well, this is what we've researched. They won't even tell us. This is how ridiculous it is. They won't even tell us the numbers of the people they've tested.
No.
So we can't even make a decision. So are they our daddy? That's what I do to my five-year-old.
Yeah.
Right? I don't give her all the information. I just say, just sit here in the chair. I don't tell her about, whatever, a virus or whatever. I just say, sit here, will you please? And I'll be back here in a second, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or don't go outside. It's raining. I won't, just don't go outside. It's raining. Well, why can't I go outside and play in the puddles? I don't tell her that there's a, some wild rabid dog around. You get my point? That's what the government's doing to us.
They are. This is not a recession. This is a government-imposed shutdown.
Rodney Howard Brown turned himself in to the Sheriff Chad Cronister and State Attorney Andrew Warren yesterday. This sheriff ought to be ashamed.
Ashamed of himself.
What a reprobate. What a reprobate. What a reprobate.
What state was that in again?
It's Florida.
In Florida.
The River at Tampa Bay Church held two services and even offered bus transportation for the services. The church's live stream showed a packed crowd cheering and applauding. Well, why didn't they, if they were so concerned about it, why didn't they shut the the church down. Why didn't they, as church was starting, why didn't the sheriffs come and just say, no, we're not going to let you in the church if they're so bold, if they feel like they got so much authority? Why didn't they do that? You know why? Do you know why?
Because they wanted to arrest them.
No, I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because they're chicken.
Oh.
Because they didn't want 1,000 people, yeah, having people true. Out there screaming at
screaming,
him.
Yeah.
Screaming, and he's supposed to get elected. He's got 1,000 people, they can elect him. He wanted to do it quiet and thought he could just take the sheriff away quietly, or the preacher away quietly.
Mm. Well, let's see if he gets reelected.
Yeah, but then again, the veteran at 3 o'clock in the morning who may or may not be having a pot plant in his basement that his ex-girlfriend told the police, they'll show up, 6 of them. They're real brave then at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Kick down the door.
This is where we're at. I have no patience for quote unquote law enforcement who is out of control.
Right.
I have none.
Rest in the preacher was out of control.
Out of control.
Out of control.
It was oath breaking.
Yeah.
I have the utmost respect for somebody like Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Vaughn and Sheriff Leaf in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Utmost respect for these people. I have disdain, absolute disdain for acts like this. New Jersey man charged for throwing Corona party with 47 people in his 550 square foot apartment.
He packed them in, didn't he?
I wonder if he charged. Did he charge a cover fee?
He had $10. He had to pay the rent.
$10? It's New Jersey. $30.
Yeah, $30.
Has been charged after throwing a crowded party with nearly 50 people, violating a statewide ban on social gatherings. So you can't have people at your house. You see?
Yeah.
They're telling you what you can do and can't do on your property in your house. See, here's the thing. See, this is why it's all supposed to work together. The press, the preachers, the government, they're supposed to be transparent. The press should be on this and get these. See, the press should get these numbers on this testing and give you a clear answer.
Yeah.
So right. Then you can be able to make a decision. See, what it should be is, we're going to present this information to you, and then you, here's what we recommend, and you choose.
Right.
And then the people who are afraid, well, I'm afraid of getting, of people making me sick. Well, then stay home.
That's right.
Then just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Then stay home. What's the difference? Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, what's the difference? Well, we don't want to risk people getting infected. Then stay home.
Right.
And they said, well, no, we need to go have social distancing. Are you telling me somebody can't get sick from somebody sneezing at the Walmart and a big cloud of fungus and God knows what else goes in the air and then the next person walked through? You telling me they can't catch it that way? Or on the digital keypad? Are you telling me that they can't get sick that way? Because that's BS.
Yeah, or just picking up the products. Looking at them.
Just looking at the meat.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah, the box of cereal.
Yeah, somebody's got to put it on the shelves. Do they use gloves when they put it on the shelves? I don't know.
Right, you telling me they can't transfer? Because that's what they're saying. Well, if we do all this, then they can't transfer. Well, wait a minute. I thought you said this. Whoa. Oh, we're just going to restrict it. So you're going to make a decision to play with our lives.
Right.
To a acceptable risk. So are we going to do it like this? Because that's acceptable. Why is that acceptable now? You know why it's acceptable? You want to know? I'll tell you why. You want to know why it's acceptable to them?
I'd like to know.
I'll tell you. It's the same way with the freaking sheriff here. It's this risk is acceptable to the government
right.
because it stops us from tipping over the police cars and rioting.
That is correct.
That's why it's acceptable to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the minimum that we do that so that we just stay quiet and not complain about this.
Yeah.
That's why.
Bingo. I agree.
We're not lowering our risk. You may be lowering your risk. You're not stopping your risk.
Stopping
this is not stopping your risk.
Yeah.
Therefore, tell us the information and let us take the risk.
Right.
If we don't want to take the risk, then we can stay at home. This is the same stupid logic with these dumb vaccine pushers. If the vaccine works, then what do you care if I'm vaccinated
That's
or
right.
not?
I agree. But they don't work.
What the government should say is, if anybody wants to stay home, we're going to the mortgages are suspended, and we're going to help people work and jobs and what have you. That's what they should say.
And be careful when you're out. And that's what they should say. Do this, this, and this.
This is why this risk is acceptable. Do you understand? This is why there are two competing interests when it comes to government now, this corporate government.
Mm-hmm.
There are two competing interests. You have an interest for you and your family, and the government, quote unquote, the corporate city that you live in or county or state has an interest. Most of the time, these interests fall in line with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, pretty good percentage of the time. Some of the time, they don't. In this case, they don't at all.
Exactly.
On one hand, well, I shouldn't say it all. We generally want to keep people from dying. Generally, the state, the city wants to keep people in the...
But that's their business if they want to go out. That's not the government's business.
Right, but you can see...
You want to take the risk? That's fine.
You see, but they're not telling us. See, they don't tell us. If this really was the risk that they were saying, this really was a risk that they're saying, then they would say, no, everybody stay at home, if it really was.
Right.
But say, no, they're going to give you an acceptable risk. Why is it acceptable? It's not acceptable to you. They don't care about
you per se.
I'm talking about the highest levels. Right. I'm not talking about your mayor and your little city or whatever, your county commissioners, because they probably, hopefully, do care. But on a bigger scale, they just don't want you to riot. Why? Because then they lose their power.
Right.
Because then you realize... And they will pop the balloon, and they'll realize that your will and your power is greater than their stupid rules.
Correct.
And it's like the whole illusion falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't have that.
You can't do it.
Unless they want it. That's another story. We don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole. Twitter pulls down Laura Ingraham's coronavirus tweet for violating policy. Okay, they already stopped the president of Brazil.
Okay.
Well, if they stopped the president of Brazil, why can't they stop Laura Ingraham?
They just did.
Just like that.
Bam.
Fox News host, that the hospital is using hydrochloroquine to treat the virus with very promising. Oh my gosh. I'm about to lose it.
Do it.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to lose it. God. I'm on edge.
I know.
I really am. I'm on edge with all this. Twitter. Laura Ingraham just wrote that, wow, there's a major New York hospital using hydrochloroquine.
And having a lot of success.
And having a lot, and her quote was very promising results.
Yeah.
She didn't say it's a cure-all. She didn't say that everybody rushed down there and get it. She said, there's a hospital. I'm getting reports. Somebody's reporting to me. One of the doctors is leaking information to me. Hey, we're at the hospital. We're having good results with this hydrochloroquine.
Yeah.
Okay, she tweets, wow, a major New York hospital is having good results with the hydrochloroquine.
Yep. Yeah.
And Twitter bans them? What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? What, I mean, at least three things immediately pop into my head. One, they're controlling the information. Two, they don't want you to find a cure. Three, they're lying to you.
Yeah. They want you, they want
to. Okay, all three of those things immediately popped in my head. How can any of them not be true? How can any of those three things I just said not be true and not what they're doing and not what Twitter's about and not what, where, why is the government not stepping in and stopping this? They already shut down the president of Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil, I don't know if there's any offices in Twitter or servers or in Brazil, any Twitter servers, any Twitter offices, any Twitter headquarters in Brazil.
No,
the president of Brazil should go with an arm with MRAPs.
Arrest them.
And arrest every one of them right now.
I think they got free speech over in Brazil.
No, they should arrest them as a terrorist outfit.
Public nuisance.
No, more than a nuisance. A nuisance is like, throwing a party past 11 o'clock. Stopping the president from speaking on the internet?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? He should seize all their servers immediately.
I'm for it. Let's text them.
Well, I'm saying it here. I don't know. He probably can't hear me because Twitter banned us.
Yeah. Shut everything down.
Violators of Maryland stay-at-home order face criminal charges. There you go. Let's just keep going. Justice Department reviews stock trades by lawmakers after coronavirus briefing. Who cares? Oh, you mean they insider traded? You mean they front ran the news?
That's exactly.
Oh, wow. Is that a shock to you, ladies and gentlemen?
I do that all the time. How does Feinstein come in and now there's him and her husband are worth over $1 billion being in the government when they make $189,000 a year? How does that translate into billionaires?
There's four or five congressmen here. One of them is the one you said. What's her name?
Feinstein.
Feinstein
or whatever it is.
Or Stein. Or
yeah.
I call her gun grabber.
Yeah. Gargoyle. Gargoyles.
If you want to take guns, you're a gargoyle.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to badmouth the Constitution, you sit on the Supreme Court, you're a troll lives under a bridge.
Oh.
A.K.A. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
She called her Gator Ginsburg. What's her name? Ruth Gator. She's like a gator. She's trying to snap all your rights.
Yeah, she's terrible.
I'm fired up today,
she's
ladies
terrible.
And gentlemen.
She's absolutely
this is.
Terrible.
I can just feel where this is going. I can see where this is going, and it's got me on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Judges struck down three state bans on abortion during the coronavirus outbreak. Okay, they're going to make sure you stay in your house, but you can't stop abortions.
They're trying to in a lot of states, but then, you have these active judges come in and Oh, they're essential. They're not essential.
Essential to what?
They're a sacrifice to Beelzebub.
They ordered a ban saying the procedure did not qualify as essential health care, except in cases of threat to life. Yeah, that's right. Texas order would do cause irreparable harm to abortion clinics and their patients. Okay, so shutting these business down is not irreparable harm to these businesses? Yeah, or keeping it, making me stay in my house and not knowing what is going on and have no idea of my rights being violated left and right by the discretion of a policeman, how they're going to execute some random vague order that's the most random vague thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not damaging public?
It sure is.
Problems with FBI surveillance extended far beyond probe of Trump campaign, Justice Department Inspector General says. But yet nobody's arrested, nobody goes to jail. But yet, if they want to try to close abortion clinics, whoa! Amazon warehouse workers walk out in rising tide of COVID protests. What is this? Amazon workers across the country test positive for the virus. Employees believe collective action is the only way to get the company to meaningfully clean its facilities. How can you clean it? If this supposedly spreads like they, this is what I've been screaming about. If it supposedly spreads like they say it spreads, how could you clean it? You clean it at the end of the day? You clean it, what? So, as long as two people are in a building and stuff is getting touched by people, supposedly, allegedly, from what they tell us.
Yeah.
General Electric workers stage protest, demand companies start producing ventilators. GE. I always used to love when Johnny Carson, David Letterman used to rag on GE. I thought that was hilarious because GE bought NBC.
Right.
And so then, you know, they would always
rag on GE. GE's a zombie corporation.
Here's a different coronavirus story. Something not for the virus. More pumping. Fed steps in once again to try to save the markets. Yeah. The nationalization of the markets is happening now. FDA approves new 5-minute coronavirus test.
Yeah, I believe
good.
That.
Let's hope hopefully it works.
They're all going to test positive.
Coronavirus droplets can travel 27 feet. There you go. So 6 feet.
There's a 6 feet debunk.
Stay tuned. Ray D'Amico from Silver Shield on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
ThePowerMall.com. Don't forget the 877-817-9829. Do you use deodorant? You know, at all on a regular basis? Semi-regular? I don't know. Anybody? Crickets? Bueller? Yeah, I do. Everybody does. Uncle Kevin says occasionally. He's in the corner now. His mic's off. Silver Shield is the best. I love products that are the best. I love, you know, like Vitamir or the different vitamins or what have you. I love the best. For everywhere we've searched, all over the country, obviously I haven't tried every deodorant. Every deodorant I have tried is second place to this deodorant. Second place. It is the best. It is no aluminum, no parabens, no, none of that stuff that you don't, you know, your skin is an organ. So whatever you put on your skin, you put sodium lauryl sulfate on your skin, it absorbs into your skin right into your blood. So if you don't have that stuff and your deodorant, that's very good. That's a positive thing. Remember, there's only two causes of disease, toxicity and nutrient lacking. So if toxicity is one of the two things, if you can keep toxins from getting in your body, to me, that sounds like a good thing. And a Silver Shield is a simple, easy. You buy deodorant anyway. I mean, maybe slightly more. It's slightly more expensive than that, you know, cheap crap that will clog your pores and give God knows what else. Silver Mist humidifier additive, Silver Shield sanitizer, Silver Shield deodorant roll-on, Silver Shield deodorant spray. I like the spray. I used to do the roll-on, but now I like the spray better. And then you can get the refill. I used to do the roll-on. I like the roll-on. I think I like the spray better. It's a little more flexible. See, because I'll spray it on, like, my shoes or something. I'm getting a little too personal now. Silver Shield deodorant refill, Silver Botanicals total body skin therapy, and dog and bedding spray. The dog and bedding spray is great. I use it not for the dog so much, but for me in the bathroom. So it's like a spray in the bathroom. Also, with this coronavirus, you can spray it around in the air, and the silver, you know, going to hit viral particles in the air. Silver's been proven to, I'm not saying it's curing coronavirus. I don't want the Attorney General of New York to send us a letter, God forbid, because I know he's listening. I'm a little fired up, Ray, just to be honest with you.
Because it definitely, the times call for it.
Anyway, let me introduce you properly. Ray from Silver Shield Deodorant. It's a pleasure. Of course, they've invented the greatest deodorant product out there, period, bar none. He's a great friend of the show. Love to have him on. Ray, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks so much, Daniel, for having us back. Yeah, we've been following this whole thing, and it's, I remember hearing the stories back in around January is when I really caught wind of the fact that something was up. And it was like, oh boy, this is going to come here, and it's going to lead to basically everything we've seen so far. And where it goes from here, I can't exactly be sure. But I remember early on, people were pretty incredulous of the things that I was saying about it. And, you know, denial mode seems to be over at this point. And now people are, you know, doing crazy things like clogging up Costco's and, you know, trying to get into survival mode with, you know, prepping type stuff. And, yeah, that happened all at once, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It happened really quick. My aunt, we were, what was it? Cab about a week or so ago, we were sitting having dinner with my aunt, and she, I don't know why everybody's acting all crazy by it. Who needs more than one pack of meat or one pack of toilet paper or all this? I'm like, you know, let me tell you why, Aunt Sue, because they're telling us we got to stay in our house. I mean, for a month, they're going to make us stay in our house for a month. That's why. That's why people are buying up. People have instincts. People are not stupid. We're getting way in the weeds here. Ray, tell us about the greatest deodorant in the world. The greatest deodorant in the world. I just said it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, you know, and it works well, certainly, for your underarms, and you had mentioned you spray it, like, on your shoes and such. I've used the Silver Shield deodorant for years on my hands, you know, going through the airport and stuff, because I travel home for the holidays and such to see my folks, and so it is something that isn't the best hand sanitizer in the sense that it dries out your hands, but boy, is the strongest, because it stays on your hands. Like, you'll keep going through the day, and you can touch a million things, and then if you get a little water on it, you go to wash your hands, you'll feel like this little bit of slippery something. It's like, oh, wow, the Silver Shield deodorant is still on my hands this whole time. So it has staying power, and that's how it works on your underarms as well. It will remain under your arms, and when you have some sweat, it will kind of, it'll reanimate sort of that matrix, that gummy matrix that holds it there under your arms. Doesn't feel like gum or goo, but it will come back to life, sort of, and it'll do its job. So, yeah. And then the Silver Shield sanitizer is a little different in that it is it's more for more universal surfaces and stuff. Like, it doesn't streak, it doesn't leave dots on like, you know, surfaces that might be shiny. And it's a little more moisturizing for your hands. So it's a good one.
Tell us about traditional deodorants. You know, there's the kind with aluminum, like the 24-hour, the stuff that's, you know, guarantees, keeps you dry. There's a spray kind. Tell us a little bit about traditional deodorants and how they work and maybe why that's not the best idea.
Yeah, so first of all, like, you know, the big brands, it's all synthetic chemistry. It's the only way to make it economical. So you're not getting really anything good, exactly. You know, and so it checks off one of those boxes, you know, that Sherry Rogers talks about, you know, toxicity. You can surely build up a whole lot of poison, absorb a lot of poison through your underarms and build up this toxic condition and clog up those lymph nodes that are right underneath your, you know, you have these major lymph nodes under your armpits. And they take care of your head and your chest. It all drains into those areas. So it's really bad news to be putting synthetic stuff there. And the consequences are, you know, multiple and not fully known. And so that's one thing. They're toxic. Then some of the things they do, the way they work, is they will retard your pores, your sweat ducts. And, you know, that whole organelle of your body under your underarms, they will, it changes the structure of them. And there's a hint about that because if you look at antiperspirant and such, you know, the conventional kind, they'll have on the back labels a panel called drug facts. And so you might say, why does my antiperspirant have drug facts? And it's because it does exactly what I just said. It functionally changes your body. It changes structures. It changes the organs under your arm. And so that's a bad sign. But that's exactly what it is. They're giving you aluminum compounds in antiperspirants, for instance. And those clog you up to start and then do a lot of other stuff over time. So it's bad news.
Well, you said change structures and aluminum. I mean, under your arm, there's like this little, I don't know, it's like a little, is that a node there? I mean, what is that right there? That's like right under your armpit. It's like a little ball or something.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a lymph node. Yeah, if you feel that puff up, you know that, or if it's tender, that usually means you have some kind of immune reaction in the area, and the basically things are being drained through that area of your body. So the lymph nodes basically, they're like command centers for white blood cells. They're also filters of sorts. And basically when they swell up, they become active for one reason or another. And so in that area of the chest, it means there's something local, something in the area that's triggered a response there. So, yeah, that's basically what that means. But it is a lymph node, a little a nodule sort of thing under your, if you're feeling it under your underarm in that region.
I can't imagine that putting aluminum into that kind of a soft transit type area going all throughout your body. I can't imagine that's good.
No, no. But there's no mainstream, you know, source exactly telling you how or why or that you should be too alarmed by it. There is a big movement, nonetheless, of people who have said, I don't want aluminum in my deodorant, and they specifically look for that. And so it's weird. Certain trends come and go, and it seems like the aluminum-free thing on deodorant, there's a lot of people who are wise to that, and so that's good. But, yeah, it's not like something that's you could be called mainstream knowledge.
Tell us about paraben. Why should I be concerned about paraben?
Oh, those are xenoestrogens. So they're basically they're synthetic compounds that mimic hormones, and in particular, they often mimic estrogens, and so they can cause they can definitely cause hormonal problems in a person. They clog up sites where you know, what is your natural hormone should be transacting things, and they can also elicit a variety of responses in your body, things that look like, you know, fertility problems in men, for instance, and cancer problems in women. So they can exacerbate breast cancer, you know, because estrogen and breast cancer, the two are related in so much as the receptors there can, you can stimulate the cancer cells by exposing them to estrogens, and fake ones do the job just as well as the real thing. So,
what did you say? Did you say xenoestrogen? What did you say at first?
That's what they once called it. I remember, like, in the early, late 90s, early 2000s, they called them environmental estrogens when they were noticing that, you know, bird eggs, like eagle eggs and stuff, were getting soft, and then amphibians in the water were, you know, morphing.
Wow.
And then it later turned into xenoestrogens, which is, you know, basically a fancy word for saying fake estrogens or estrogen-like. I'm pretty sure it's still like the term today, generally speaking, but it's this whole range of compounds that mimic hormones, or in particular estrogens. So that's plastic products. It's plasticizers. It's solvents in inks. So many sources that this stuff is used in.
How does it feel to know that you've made the best of something in the world? You've made the best anything. You've made the best deodorant in the world. How does that feel?
until you say something like that, I don't realize it, that's you know, could be the case. And I suppose it is. You know, I don't know why people have really looked at deodorant and said, "Here, let's make something that's awesome." But you know, and I can't take the credit for it. This is definitely our formulator, Dean. He came up with it, and there was definitely an appreciable amount of work he put into it to get to even the first formula. And we've been improving the formula even as we go. Like, our sensitive skin formula is pretty evolved at this point. It's a really good formula. It's made to be universally compatible with all skin types and basically not have irritation or any of the things that people in the past may have experienced with the strongest version, which is the original. Now, the original we kept the same basically because it works so well for so many people, and it's definitely the strongest. But the formula has been being improved this whole time, so it does feel good to know that we have got such a good working product. I got to say, You know, being within these four walls, though, I almost don't have any perspective. I just do this every day, and that's what we do.
What does Dean? Did Dean put you down in the basement or something and tell you to come up to eat or something and or to go on the radio? Is that all?
Well, yeah, we basically have got like segments of the building. I'm in the warehouse right now. Actually, I've been putting orders out, a whole lot of them lately, and he's actually in the production area right now. They're filling up, they're filling something out there at the moment. So, you know, we've been busy beavers lately, but yeah, he did the interview last time and he wants to do it again. You know, here soon too. So we've been alternating. So I do it one time, he does it one time, because in the past we kind of both do it at once, so it was a little confusing. But
well, we're happy to have you anytime, whatever combination of you two we can get, we'd love to get you. Tell us about the total body skin therapy. You know, what is that? How should they use it? And also the gift from the Magi room and body spray.
Yeah, sure thing. Those are the total body skin therapy is basically a soak. It is a bath additive that allows a person to soak in all of these ingredients that, you know, can address all these areas in your body that you might not ever be able to reach with some kind of product. Like, so, you know, you might have a cream, for instance, for a moisturizer for your hands. But, you know, your whole body, there's so much. Your skin is your biggest organ. Now, how do you really sort of give yourself a total immersion in a bunch of ingredients that can help with a variety of skin problems and just detoxify you and give you, you know, sort of a bit of TLC. And so the total body skin therapy is just that. It's something you add to a bathtub and you get in and you can soak in it. And, yeah, it's made to just be a total body sort of skin tonic. Nice product. Very nice product.
I don't think I've ever tried that. But see, my wife would love that because she likes the, you know, like the bath bombs. But, you know, those bath bombs, it's hard to find some that aren't just full of just god-awful chemicals.
So it's inspired roughly upon the bath bomb. It's in a liquid form, though, because you really couldn't solidify the good ingredients like is called for. And so it's basically that same concept, except it's actually therapeutic, and it actually has some properties, you know, that go beyond what could be called a luxury bath experience.
And so if I'm all stressed out about all this virus nonsense, I can go in the bath and shut the door. Hopefully I can get my children to stay away for a while, and then I can put
that's true. And it also has got stuff in it that is made to, for that very thing, to relax. And so it's a very fancy formulation in that respect, and it's something that has got a lot of interesting benefits just from something so simple as taking a bath. And it's a good one.
Mm. Tell us about the so the deodorant. So people understand, you know, roll on. I guess they understand that, or spray. There was a problem at one time with the sprayers clogging, but I think you've solved that problem. And
yeah,
then you got
doubled
refills.
Yeah, that's right. So we doubled the we got a different sprayer type that has just an altogether wider spray orifice, and so that seems to be working pretty well. And all of our deodorants from the beginning were refillable. So the thought was that these applicators, you know, there's no need to just throw away these good plastic applicators. You can keep using them, and that's something that people really like. They like the fact that they can refill their deodorant, and so you can buy one applicator and then stock up on these refills, and in essence, you can save space and have a good supply, and it's less expensive too. The refills make it less expensive than rebuying the applicator package over and over again. So works out pretty good economically and ecologically. So we like that.
The humidifier additive. I've never used that.
Yeah.
I've never used this total, but you got to send me some total body skin therapy.
Well, absolutely. I'll definitely get you together a little package. We'll send you some of this stuff. The humidifier additive is pretty awesome. This was the one that Joyce would have by her desk. She really loved the scent of it. I don't know that Joyce ever necessarily used it in a humidifier, but she just liked the
she would sniff it.
She
Yeah, she would sniff. She would sniff.
That's what she'd say. We'd throw the radio. She'd be like, "I got the sex for my desk, guys, and I'm huffing it. I love it."
She's like sniffing glue or something. she's picking it up, sniffing it. She would.
But that was
Is that what that was? See, that I never knew what she.
It's something that you can put into a humidifier, and it liberates all these ingredients, silver. And we've got like, oh my goodness, it's like about a dozen essential oils in it that is something that you can breathe directly into your sinuses and into your lungs. And what are we doing when that happens? We're delivering these things right to these target areas. And wow. So, you know, we can't really say that it's some kind of, you know, can't make medical claims or anything, as you know. But if people were to read those ingredients and just see what it is, I think they'd have a pretty good idea about how it could be useful. And
you might get a letter from the Attorney General from New York, even though you're in Texas.
Oh yes.
Wait, explain that to me. Can you please explain that to me? What the Attorney General from New York is doing, sending Jim Baker a letter in Missouri?
I don't know. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, there's times when we've had lawyers from California try and come after us for our sanitizer, just because they thought they could get money out of us. And they try and claim that we're harming the people of California or some such nonsense. And then, you know, we reply back to them and they disappear. They never. It's such just opportunistic, weird lawyer stuff in some instances. And then there's things like this where it's political, and whether it's got teeth or not, I don't know. But it just makes headlines. It's not.
Well, it's corporate. It's corporate. Yeah. It's bigger than politics. It's I don't want to go too far down there. What's the word I'm looking for? You know, it's corporate. Basically, they're doing the bidding of the big pharma is what they're doing.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think that makes sense. They have a monopoly. They have a monopoly on the substances, on devices, et cetera, and they also have a monopoly on words that you can say and can't say. It's wild.
I guess they invented the English language too. I guess I don't know. How do you? Let me ask you. You know, you're a sharp guy. You and Dean both are very sharp.
Thank you.
Let me ask you just your overall impression of where we are. Do you see people sick of kind of this dynamic? They're kind of waking up to that dynamic, kind of what you just described?
I should sure hope so. Here's my greatest hope. Should everything collapse here, okay? I'm most concerned about the reformation of things. I mean, I'm okay with a lot of things disappearing for good, but it's when it comes back and we reform the country, whatever, you know, is necessary, these institutions, et cetera, that we do so with wiser, you know, as it comes to certain things. You know, there's certain aspects, you know, about the way the founders set up that I'd never change. But then there's things about the way, you know, I mean, look at you talk about what Big Pharma can do. They can, with what democracy we do have, they take their mob influence and they go and they get all these laws passed and they get their way in government. And we all basically are then beholden to their insanity. And so I hope that goes away. I'll tell you what, and we wise up and people say, well, you know, this established medicine stuff probably isn't the end-all be-all, and we should be probably maybe thinking for ourselves some more, hey, and not just, you know, listening to who they want to discredit and their reasoning, and I guess that's really it. I just hope people get better sensibilities about this all, and there's a lot on display right now.
Mob influence. They go. The lobbyists go into the Capitol with a truck full of money. That's their mob
exactly.
influence.
Exactly. Yeah. So the majority in a democracy, majority rules. And so you might say majority of what, but in the end, you know, if you have these lobbies, and you've got the majority of money, and the majority of lobbyists, and the majority of lawyers, and the majority of corporations, whatever it may be in any little, this is the problem with group rights right there. You know, and here you've got these groups going and vying for power. The biggest and baddest of them, they win. And so as it concerns medicine in this country, we know who's prevailed. And we see what they have in store for us and what their plans are, and it's no good for the most part.
Bye for the good guys, ladies and gentlemen, and Ray and Dean certainly are. Silver Shield over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. We appreciate you buying your deodorant from us. Is that kind of awkward to say? buy your deodorant from us. You know, care about your armpits. I don't know. What other weird slogan can I come up with? But all these products are at the Power Mall. They're fantastic. They help support what we're doing. And you got to buy them from somebody. Yes, they cost a little more than the cheap, crappy deodorants that's full of all toxins. Yes, it's a little bit more, but not a lot. It's really quite economical, which is kind of surprising for such a high quality product. So take advantage of it at the Power Mall. Ray, we got a couple minutes here, a minute and a half or so. Anything last you'd like to say about any of the products maybe we forgot or anything that's going on?
The Silver Shield sanitizer, I'll tell you what, that is a product that, you know, as we understand about surfaces and the fact that, you know, you need to be concerned about, you know, just all these communicable surfaces. The Silver Shield sanitizer has got a real place for this, and so this is one of these products that we've seen a lot of activity in, and I think that that's great because it's got a wide variety of ingredients to address the situation at the moment. So, again, essential oils, colloidal silver, and they're all alcohol-free, too, by the way. So they say alcohol is the only thing that can do the job here. I don't think so. There's so many other things.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Hey, stay right there. Will you? Right,
sure.
Stay right there a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Dr. Doom and Bloom on the other side. I didn't introduce them properly, but we will. Heal. Joe and Amy Alton will be here. I'll be exciting. So stay tuned. More of the Power Hour. Stay right there, Ray.
Sure.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.